Blog Talk Radio.
This is a story about control. Female control. Control of everything. So let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girl. We're controlling this. In the rest of my mouth, in your touch, you roll up in our fist.
Don't care. MAS lights out. CEO.
boss, nigga. Shout out to all the security, too. It's always good security around Mill Creek. Big up to the ladies and gentlemen. We having fun. But, of course, you know I'm showing off new shit. I got some special new music from the boy, Pretty Petey Crack. I love to call him Pretty Crack. I'm a chill. I'm a relax. I'm a behave myself.
What's on your mind?
I'm a behave myself, but Petey definitely could get it. You got. See, Wes, I'm a plead the fifth because you got me speechless for the night, and ain't nobody gonna know what Key West did. But I ain't got no words. I ain't got no words for him. But along with the new music from the boy Petey Crack, you know he's home. Getting ready to go all the way deep in new music, new promotion, new everything. Of course, y'all know, coming fucking soon as shit. I don't know how many days. What's today? The 9th? So y'all got like 13 more days before y'all got to get the tickets to Emotional Reactions. May 22nd is going so down. I got one of the stars already on the line with me tonight. We have some more checking in. Anthony Horton, welcome back to Philly Shine, honey.
Hey, thank you. Welcome to be back.
Oh, it's good. Y'all know how it is. I'm out and about, but I'm getting ready to go get in and relax and get in the groove of Philly Shine tonight. We're going to have some fun. I'm going to flirt a little bit. We're going to play some new music a little bit. You know, I'm going to make Reno giggle. Fuck
you already
Reno.
Know.
You know, I got him giggling. And we got motherfucking sound effects, yay! Where the claps at? We gotta clap our hands and shit. We got sound effects. We got booms. We got buzzers. We got a little whistles.
Yeah.
No more clapping your own hands. No more. Yeah, late. You ain't have to do it. Well, yeah, that's what we're gonna do. So definitely when somebody do something banging, we're going to be on point and give him some claps.
Yeah, don't be coming up with the whack raps because you know what's going to happen.
Yo, I cannot believe, I still can't get over that OJ the Juice Man joint you had me listening to yesterday. It was going the shit out of the board. I've never heard anybody get booed that hard in my life.
He would never go to New York ever again, I bet you.
I know a certain female rapper from Philly who got booed in New York.
No, but his boo, that was like the eighth level. Was it 10 levels? He got like the eighth level, eighth, ninth.
Yeah, we get ready to come in. We're going to play some music. I'm going to do a little back-to-back music playing. Then I'm going to talk to Anthony Horton because we got to get an update on how he's feeling about this production. It's almost here. How you feel? You got a date? You gonna have a date sitting in the crowd waiting for you, or you solo? You got a couple of dates. What's
the
status?
Plead the fifth on that one.
See, pleading the fifth. Y'all know what that means.
Nah, I'm
we gotta
I'm
be
up,
good.
I'm
we ain't get
no
nobody
trouble.
In trouble, huh?
I ain't in no trouble. No trouble.
Okay. No. I said we not gonna get in trouble. When you plead the fifth, how you get in trouble? You ain't say shit. Like the fuck you mean? I ain't even say nothing. I ain't say if I was there. Why you mad? You know what I mean? But definitely explain this shit. Explain how good I feel. Oh, man, like, I feel like it's a lot of great things coming up. This Wednesday is going down. My homies came to me. They like, yo, we trying to get people jobs. I'm like, what? I could promote that. Who I don't know that don't need a job? Man, the training is $10 an hour. And actual pay $14 an hour plus benefits. Hit me up on Facebook, y'all. Check out my notes. Get a job. And there's some exclusive shit at the Pyramid Club, the 52nd floor.
Yes, sir.
Ah, shit. Who by black people, okay? Clap for the black people throwing parties on the 52nd floor. Ah, country club shit. That's a big up. Big ups to black people doing big black things, you know what I mean? We all gotta do big black. I like big and black. It could be light skinned too. Light skinned is good. Big and light skinned.
Don't forget about the light skinned brother.
Yeah, I know. I got two light skinned brothers on the phone. Definitely nothing wrong with big and light skinned.
There's nothing wrong with a little bit of cinnamon on your roll, you know what I mean?
Cinnamon.
Right.
Oh, well, what does that mean, Mr.
I'm
Busty?
Cinnamon, baby. I ain't
you
like
cinnamon.
I'm cinnamon.
So you got the spice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to check in on some good music. We're going to slow it down with some Lou Rider. I want to hear the joints, Get Up On Me, Get Up, Lou Rider. And then we're going to go into Aaron Dessau, Cosa. We're going to do a little R&B, smooth it out. Then we're going to get real and talk about emotional reactions, because it don't get no realer than that. Right, Anthony?
Nah, not at all.
Real.
No realer than that.
Yeah, it's going to get real, real, real. But, Reno, you can find it.
I got
it's
you.
It's under. Oh, Get Up On It. All right, Lou Rider.
I'll give you everything that you want. You wanna, wanna. You're the classy type and see some world reserve. You'll make you realize you don't deserve. You first choice of better life, second to fuss and fight. Just tell me how you like it and I'll be my name's Lou Rider. It's nice to meet you. I leave your friends acting jealous and the fellas. They gon' be hating, cause now you're taking. We gon' be with tasting, they mouthing and all I'm saying. I'm gonna talk to ya before I do ya. Give you a little sugar, then I'ma put you in my bed and take my time with ya.
So you put
finally coming on the side. She's got me. Oh, what if I ain't have a whip and couldn't pay the extra on the tip? She's got me. What if my bank account froze and it took some time to get back on my toes? She's got me. That's why I love her, and you know that's why I put no one above her. You can put that on my mother. She's mine. Shorty make me feel like I can go far. That's why I keep her by my side. She's my co-star. I can't lose with her. I can't do without her. We'll make a move with her, my co-star. When I be feeling like I wanna fall, she hold me down like nobody knows. She got my bag and I can't let her go. No, she's my co-star. Oh, what if I was in the on my flow? She's got me. What if I gave up on my dream and quit trying to do this R&B? She's got me. Oh, what if I ain't never flow and I couldn't get nobody at my show? She's got me. That's why I love her, and you know that's why I put no one above her. And I put that on my mother. She's my co-star. Shorty make me feel like I can go far. Why I keep her by my side, she's my co-star. I can't lose with her, I can't do without her. We'll make a move with her, my co-star. When I be feeling like I wanna fall, she hold me down like nobody knows. She got my bag and I can't let her go. She's my co-star. She's my four-leaf clover. When it feels like the world's on my shoulder, like nobody's ever known. And I know that she's got me. She's my backseat driver. And that is who I've been lost without her. I can't say enough about her. I keep her by my side. She's mine.
She's my co-star.
Hey.
Shorty make me feel like I can go far.
Why I
keep
her
by my side. She's my co-star.
All right, that was Aaron the Star, co-star. Shout out to my people. He's also my banker, too, about COVID. I lost my voice, screaming like I was having a damn orgasm for my friends. Like, me and my girlfriends were just in there just, like, screaming our heads off for my friends, making it good for the camera. Like, it was orgasmic. It was like, I can't even do it anymore. My voice is gone, but I'm a go and drink some tea. So I'm feeling a little extra sexy. Shout out to the prospect. How you feel being on stage? And tell everybody where they can hear your music in.
They hear us on MySpace, Hot Music Entertainment, 215, the prospects in the building. Man, shout out that Ionic Fire.
Big up to you. Tell them who you are.
Just the boy,
I
from the prospect.
I from the prospect. Prospect chick. Big up. You ain't gonna say hi?
Hi.
Yeah, that's all. That's all. Big up. There's ladies in the building. Y'all know how we do it at Mill Creek. We gotta hear the ladies. Mad Face. We'll talk about him a little bit. But I'm trying to get the light right, some love. Shout out to the light-skinned brother. The handsome brother. Y'all can check out emotionalreactions.net and look at the beautiful cast. They get it in.
And the gorgeous women, the very gorgeous women.
Yeah, you can say that part, but the men, damn. This is cool. I ain't going to be nowhere near none of the stars on the opening night. I might even have to put a straight jacket on because I'm going to be crazy for y'all, like, in person. I'm going to get a straight jacket. It's going to be posh. I'm going to get a Chanel straight jacket for the emotional reaction from here. My crazy ass.
Take some pictures with us, you know.
I'm gonna take pictures. I'm gonna be in a straitjacket though, cause I've been hitting at y'all. God Damn. Shout out to Walter DeShields. I was behaved when I got to speak to him, but y'all know I be looking at them lips all the time and asking. All right, back to Philly Shine. We got emotional reaction star Anthony Horton. Anthony, what's good with this? Hey, what is emotional reactions to the people who don't even know? Like, I'm excited.
Man.
Let's get them excited from your point of view.
I'm going to put it to you like this. It's life. It's life. Anybody that come, they're going to come and see somebody they know. Somebody you know is in that play.
So they're going to be able to see the chick from around the corner, the woman in the mall. Like, who they going to see in the
all of them. You
who
might
people
see
they
yourself.
Gonna relate to? You want to see yourself.
They might sit in and see themselves.
That's deep. You don't get no more emotion. You don't get no more deeper than that. How was the last audition? Because I know it's the last time we talked. Y'all had a rehearsal, not the audition. You had a rehearsal. How did the rehearsal go?
Oh man, the rehearsals are so tight. I'm so excited. I'm just upset that we're not performing tomorrow. I'm ready to go.
You ready?
The cast is tight. We all ready. We chomping at the bit to get into the new stage. We trying to set it on fire.
What do we have to expect from your character? What do you bring to the emotional reaction stage front?
What do I bring? I'm gonna bring energy. I'm gonna bring that hate out of you. I'm gonna make you hate me and love me all at the same time.
That's what's up. That's always the good character right there. That one that you don't fucking like. You like, I don't like that motherfucker. He did a good job.
I hope at the end of the play I get booed.
You do?
I hope they boo my character because that means I did something right.
That's what's up. Oh my goodness. Now, you weren't on the air when I was talking to Walter, and I had Tiffany on the line. But I want to ask you, like, where do you see this play going? Like, where do you see the production of this play going?
Oh, man, the sky's the limit with this play. The sky's the limit because it has every element. It's got drama. It's got comedy. You know what I mean? We could take this from Philly to Houston, take it across seas. I'm telling you, anybody can relate to it.
Yeah, I'm trying to see the motion picture. When y'all do a motion picture, you'll need extras. That's when I could be in the movie. I want to be in the emotional reaction movie. What
can
I play?
My love interest. You can play one of my love interests.
One of them.
Well, listen, I'm a rock.
I ain't one
baby.
Of nothing. I know how to rock. They said the rock. The smell of the rock is cooking and all that other stuff.
Yeah,
I ain't
one of
them people. I'm going to jump right out of character like, this motherfucker cheated on me. Because that's how sensitive I am. Like, that's why I know I'm going to need a straight jacket when I come. I'm sensitive. I feel like the smallest thing, like a feather, like, that motherfucker just cheated on me. Like, I didn't even get around character. I don't give a fuck.
Basically. You know, the rocker treats you right.
Oh, really? So wait a minute.
Right.
So wait a minute. So you mean that the Glock game is so tight, a crazy sensitive woman like me will be subdued and satisfied?
Listen, your head will spin before you even know what happened to you.
Oh, shit. You see, earlier today I was going to put on my Facebook status. I'm sick and tired of motherfuckers who ain't got no goddamn game. Can we please call for the motherfucker with some game?
Clap for the one with some game? Oh, come on. You already know. You listen to game every day. I'm EA Sports, baby.
Yeah, I definitely get on the internet and check out the sports later. I can't watch this shit live. It's so sad. My life is too busy. But I love it. Shout out to last night. Y'all don't even know. I had to kill it at the Arts. What is it? The Fortress of the Arts. It was a beautiful diva fashion show, a music event. I met some great people. Shout out to Eden. Y'all going to hear some more from her. Shout out to Miss Cookie. She stole the show with the most original hairstyle I ever saw and a beautiful voice.
And would you say it was like black, gray, pink, blue?
It was brown or like dark brown on the sides, and then in the middle she had like this beautiful blue and pink swirly curl like mohawk going all the way to the middle of her hair. It was so cute, and she sang. Check out the archive show buckbandittvmagazine.yolasite.com because yesterday she killed it. I gotta get my voice back. Y'all see how I just changed that fast? I was in there screaming my ass off. I had to. We showing love for the camera. That's how we get it done in Mill Creek. Everybody support me. I support them. Tonight I get to relax and chill and just get drunk and scream orgasmically. I like that. Like,
That sounds like one of the Rock days.
That's the thing, like, I don't like to have to scream, like, during sex. I really don't, like.
Listen,
sorry,
when you're with the Rock, you ain't got no choice.
So you be, like, off. So the Rock is, like, sucking them off fast. I'm like, bitch, take this thing.
Nah, I'm going to give you every part of it, fast, slow. You ain't going to know what's happening.
Before you know it, it's over. It's over.
Well, I ain't gonna say it like that. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna go on for a while.
he's like, yo, you ain't know what happened, did you? Did we have sex yet?
Oh man, you know what? I'm about to go show some more love to my boys, my Eye of the Storm peoples. Key West definitely be doing his thing.
Yeah,
and speaking of orgasms and screaming and
doing
all that shit, I want to get a quick topic. So I'm going to think of a topic because I didn't even think of one today. It was Mother's Day. So I was chilling on my Mother's Day trip at the spa, getting rubbed on, at the gym, working it out, eating good. I had a great day. Shout out to my son, my prince, my love. I love him so much. But we want to show Key West, she's on fire, some love. Close out things with my boy, Rock, and Emotional Reactions to play. But y'all can check it out, emotionalreactions.net. Emotionalreactions.net.
Take her out, cause she's outside. Down on my knees and ask my Lord to keep me clear from the devil, cause my girl, she's on fire. Yeah, I hear that everything is so cool.
Yeah, come on, listen. Shorty gotta be the baddest chick around, from her feet to the top of her crown. Always fly, always chill with smell good. That's why I gotta bless her with this good wood. She's on fire for me. Fuck my face if you please. Keep it sexy's the key, and I drop to my knees. That pussy's gooder than a motherfucker, and when I'm in it, get me harder than a motherfucker. That's cause she keep it tight and wetter than a motherfucker. No others on her level, none near a motherfucker. She got them tats up in the right places. I like to lick them, kiss them, make her make them nasty faces. You know it's feeling good, you know it's feeling right. I hope you got a sitter, cause I want you all night. The head keep it down, the ass it must stay up. I'm going in, that's how I like to fuck. You say you like it rough, tug at your hair a little. I flip you on your back, I wanna work the middle. I hit it harder, I wanna see them titties bounce. You yell your dick's the best, it's thicker than a 20 ounce. I know you thirsty, baby, come and drink this Pepsi. On 69, let's go, I hope your ass is ratty. Girl, I know you about it. I know you about it. You ready for daddy?
Yeah, I'm ready for daddy.
I know you is. Man, that ass is on fire.
It is, baby.
I'm a bad, I'm a mean, kerosene. She's on fire, put her out. As a matter of fact, take her out. Got on my knees and that's my love that keep me clear from the devil, cause my girl, she's on fire. Yeah, for everything is so cool.
Listen. I'm a big nigga, so come and kiss my tummy. I tear that ass up, you'll think I fuck for money. I'm gonna put it down, I'm gonna put it in. My sex drive crazy, girl, I hope you bring a friend. I'll lick your clit for fun, I'll even toss your salad. So come and take a ride, I bet you add some mileage to your sexy ass. Come and mount my stallion, I Only that pussy swollen and now happy smiling. I know she's on fire. I know she's on fire. I know she's on fire. I know she's on fire.
She's on fire, she's screaming, she's screaming, she's screaming, she's singing, I'm a dreaming, I keep it screaming, like a meaning, can I leave it singing?
She's on fire. She's on fire. Yes, the Philly has accepted Trolley in the background. Mm-hmm. Right here live, 42nd and Chester Avenue, Middle Creek. Come through every first Sunday. Why hold it down? Come back first Sunday, Middle Creek. Take my number down. Take my number. I network. That's all I do. I killed it. Thank you. Talk to Lisa.
She fucking killed the game tonight. For real.
And who are you representing? You an artist?
For me?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
What are you here for?
To watch y'all.
You was just here to support?
Yep.
Well,
but I do sing karaoke a lot of times.
You do?
Yeah, I do karaoke a lot.
We're going to have you come for the karaoke party coming soon.
What
my name's Honest. I don't know where it's going to be, but he got my number. Y'all going to hit me up. Check me out online, my radio show, Philly Shine. I could just two-step. I'm just like sexy. I just move and it look good. That's all. Honest. Yeah, peace, y'all. Shout out to everybody in the joint. I love that. All right. Now, it's one thing when you whack on stage. Like, you get off the stage, nobody will say nothing to you. I've seen it happen. It's sad. Like, even like the drunk people will pay you no mind. Like, but I appreciate everybody who shows me love. I still get surprised by it.
But they don't boo, do they? They don't boo.
I've never gotten booed. But I'm so surprised by after I finish rapping and everybody be like, yay! I be like, oh, shit! That shit is hot! It's nothing like it. No, nothing like it. It's not better than dick, though. Not better than dick. Right. Y'all have a good night, lady. Come back first Sunday. I'm giving away Victoria's Secret products.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun. Panties on a string. Right, Seema?
That's so right.
Shout out to my beautiful host. My sister, Seema.
How y'all
doing? Welcome to Philly Shine. Can we clap for Seema? Seema is fine.
Oh,
definitely.
Aww.
And Seema, I got to introduce you to one of my guests for the night, Anthony Horton, one of the stars of Emotional Reactions, the stage play. His character's name is The Rock. Seema.
Whoa. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing very well.
I'm surrounded by all the light brights. We got, who said light skin was gone? Lightness in Miss Seema, her beautiful self.
I feel disrespected. I feel disrespected. You ain't telling who I was.
I'm about to. I'm about to do it to you, too.
No. I ain't the Rock or nothing like that.
All right, with your ego needing to be strong. Give me that shit so I can jerk your ego off. You know, I'm there for stroking. I'll jerk your ego off. Like, that's a song. I'm going to jerk your ego off. Fuck stroking it.
I mean, I know I ain't the Rock or nothing like that.
I got you. You got to turn. We got to order things. I was introducing Seema to The Rock. And, of course, I was going to introduce her to my Rock, Buck Bandit TV Magazine, DioLaFuck.com. Please meet Buck Bandit Reno, Seema of Self-Expression.
Seema.
Seema. How
you doing?
How you doing?
I'm feeling like I'm on Wendy Williams show.
Yeah, you ain't on her show.
Yeah, you ain't on her show. Far from the fuck Wendy show.
Damn right.
Hey, wow, you got to make it a, I'm sorry, a throwing panties on a ribbon and men passing out roses. They got to come with them.
Ooh, the guys got to bring roses.
They
got to
bring them.
Well, we can sell roses so that the guy can have them. Yeah, we going to make sure the guys got roses because ain't no man going to remember flowers.
You know exactly.
Okay, I mean, how y'all going to get these guys to bring in the flowers? What's the prize for that?
No, it's no prize. Because, listen, June 6th, Diamond Spotlight is going down. Anthony, I don't know if you're going to be able to come, but you got to be here.
You have to make it happen.
The theme is Sex in Philly. Lou Ryder's coming to town. Y'all heard his music. That shit is sexy. So we're going to spend a lot of money at Victoria's Secret. And I'm going to go get some ribbons and shit so all the ladies could just connect their panties to a string. We're going to throw them at the guys. We're going to have some fucking fun. We're going to have the voice in the room. We're going to have the energy crazy upstairs in Mill Creek. The secret stuff happens. So whatever. Like, it's going down. Like, it's going down. They got a chewy area. All right, I ain't going to say chewy.
Oh, what?
I don't want to get the fire.
We don't want to do it like that.
What'd you say? The what area?
Nothing.
Like, it'd be a mess. I don't know about you, Anthony, going out to clubs in Philly. Every club in Philly got a chewy area or a fucking area. Every club. I'll never forget being at Little Ass Fluid, 4th and South. We chilling this shit. Nigga, like, my homie, like, yo, we can't go back there. They went back there. I'm like, shit. My new ass.
That's crazy.
I went right over there and seen the bull getting a chewy, like, yo.
Wow.
And everybody, like, yo, y'all, look, he's giving a chewy. But you can't do that type of shit at the club because we're going to definitely spread it through the club like wildflowers.
Yeah, we're definitely not really promoting that. We're going to promote it.
We're not promoting it, but we're not promoting it.
We're
going to
get it started
it, you know
every
man?
Mother's Day.
Exactly.
Thank you. On some real shit, though, I don't know what the energy is going to bring. Panties, free stuff, roses, Lou Ryder singing. I might even be in my bikini form then. Once I get in bikini form and it's hot outside, y'all ain't gonna see me in much clothes.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I don't know if that's a good idea. Like,
y'all, man, I'm
with my new security that night.
Listen. I know I got a big ass and everything, but I've been working out and I had on some boy shorts in front of the mirror today. Like, okay, almost
what? Out of them?
No. She fresh ass. No, almost time to take this outside. Like, I ain't wore shorts in like 7, 8, 10 years.
Oh, you gotta wear something short. The emotional reactions there.
I'm gonna be wrapped the fuck up like a nun. Okay, y'all is not gonna need me all. Like, all right, listen.
Since I've been
lusting over, saying I ain't gonna do nothing. But I just be teasing. In a perfect world where a girl would be considered a smut, like, I run through y'all, I run them all down. Fucking from the boss, Makai, down to the Rock, inside and outside, all the rest of y'all. Like, in a perfect world. You know, they be like, oh no, women can't fuck around. But who really wants to? I like the fantasy of it all. I fantasy fucked a lot
of
people. Yeah,
who really wants to? That's not really a good idea.
Yeah, it's not. I think the fantasy is more better. Like, it's not as much work. You can do a lot of shit in your mind and just be like, get right back to work. Like, oh, look, I ain't even got to wash hands. Like,
exactly, because some guys are more attractive when you just create them in your mind. Like, you can look at them, but you don't ever want to talk to them. Like, ooh.
Let me put your mind at ease, though.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah. Go ahead. Bring us in the game. Go ahead. Tell us. I'm going to mute
my
cast. Do your thing, Anthony.
Yeah. You feel my cast and all that. But once you get to the Rock, it's a wrap for the night. You don't need nobody else.
The Rock, huh? When's your birthday, The Rock?
August.
So my female, The Rock is the character from Emotional Reactions, a stage play, played by Anthony Horton, my guest for the night.
I'm sorry, Anthony.
Yeah. No, you gotta let her know. Is she talking to The Rock or is she talking to Anthony? You gotta
talk to The Rock.
I
want to talk to The Rock too. Talk to me.
Get the hell out of
me all night.
So when is this play taking place?
May 22nd. You gotta be there. You gotta be there. You gotta experience it live.
May 22nd, where?
At the Baptist Temple on Temple University.
Beautiful
new theater that they just made. We're going to be the first people performing there. We're going to tear it down. So we're going to be the last people performing there, too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, hook it up like that. So when are tickets on sale and how do I get them?
Tickets are on sale now. You can go on emotionalreaction.net or go to the Lea Cora's Box Center. Get your tickets. Bring your friends. Bring your mom. Bring everybody.
Bring everybody. Bring your boyfriend. Bring your ex-boyfriend.
Bring them
bring
all.
Bring your future husband.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your stalker.
Bring them all.
Nah.
Y'all
they can stay home. Stalker, stay home.
Have you ever listened to Philly Chime? No. Yes.
If you're on Google
and check out the archive shows, I'm not talking to you no more. And I'm talking to you. Shout out to 6ix9ine. Definitely do his thing. Who you got with you tonight? HG. Shout out to HG. You're my Facebook friend. Honest Fire. What's your name again? We on Philly Shine. I'm talking to you. Yeah, it's a show right now. Y'all think I'm treating y'all new. I don't treat people new. I want to introduce you to the show. That's all. We're picking up everybody. Shout out to everybody looking good. Like, I love Philly. I like looking good in Philly right along with everybody. They say when I walk, it looks good. I think I just got that sexy movement. I don't know. I just got that movement. Like, you look like you dancing. No, man, it's natural. Umi used to put books on our head and shit. Like, walk.
I know that's right.
Stick it. Right? Yo, my shout out to my mom. Happy Mother's Day, Umi. I love you so much.
Yeah, shout out to Umi.
Yeah, you definitely made us the ladies who we are. Like, can we get some claps for my mom? Like, that's why I got this big ass, big mouth. That's why I keep looking good.
Yeah,
all I got was the lips.
Yeah, beautiful lips for
Seema.
Absolutely
amazing.
Shout out to all the prospect girls. Young June, big ups. We had fun. We had a good time. Oh, yeah. We're going to play some of I'm Ill because I like this song. We're going to play some more music. Anthony Horton.
Yes.
Is this like, really something that you expected to be a part of? Did you, like, when you went into Emotional Reaction, did you think that it was going to be so relatable and real? Because a lot of people, and I talk to actors, and sometimes I hear, you know, like, people online or like the famous motherfucker, they say, oh, I had to do a lot to get into this character. I wasn't expecting this. You know what I'm talking about?
I had to stay in the tunnel for 6 months, you know,
yeah, like,
still love it.
And then anything, like, how did you prepare for this? Like, what are you
like,
expecting it to
did
be
you
so
had to,
real?
Did you had to, you know, practice on in real life, like with real girls, you know what I'm saying, to really fit into your character?
He gonna plead the fifth for that.
I'm gonna plead the fifth on that one too.
Hey, what's up, man?
No hold bars on Philly Chime. I really
had to study people. I had to look at some people because the character's not like myself. So I had to look at a lot of people and see, you know, how this guy really is. But it was fun preparing for it though.
Can you give me a brief description of the character? Like, what is he really?
What is he?
Yeah, who is The Rock?
The Rock is the man. Like, he's every woman's dream and every man's nightmare.
Mm.
Yeah, because I'll take your woman right in front of you.
Uh-oh.
And then I'll give her back.
Wow.
At night.
That's
How tall is the rock?
Oh, wait a minute.
How tall is the rock?
All right, it's some drama over here. I'm going to go walk over to the drama because artists sometimes speak in the drama. So we're going to see who's hollering. He's asking for money back for tickets that he sold. How you going to get the money back? How you going to get your money back?
What is the inside?
Cheetah
or something like that?
All right,
I'm
about to get in this.
You got the modern-day Kojak out here.
I'm about to interject. We're going to play some music. I'm about to play Peacemaker real quick because that's what I do. You know what I mean? We're going to smooth things out. It ain't about nothing with people acting like real corny and shit. Like, artists got to support each other. If you come to an event late, you get late treatment. It is like, how do you think you would be treated if you came to rehearsal late, Miss Anthony Horton?
Ooh, that's not a good look.
It's not professional, right?
No.
No matter, it's no big roles, it's no little roles, it's no small roles, it's no tiny roles, it's nothing insignificant. If you have a chance to showcase your talent, you got to take it serious.
Yeah, and everybody in that production depends on you. Everybody.
Absolutely.
I mean, AI didn't go to practice.
Hey, we talking about practice, man.
Look at AI now. He would be so much greater if he went to practice.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, but some people, AI look good, not in practice. You know what I'm saying? definitely big up. All right, cool. Come on, we're gonna take it home. Can we leave now? I thought that was gonna be big. I was all instigated on Philly Town. I was like, oh, I'm about to come get in on the extra stuff. We gonna play some music. Anthony, you still chilling with us a little bit?
Hey, I'm here as long as you need me.
That's what's up. Tuesday and Thursday on Philly Town, it is going to be crazy. Shout out to the Prince, Petey Crack, still definitely the shit. Lightning. They got some light brights. We still got the light brights going. The theme is good tonight. And my topic is, what makes you turn your head? Like, I just followed it. Shout out to Vinny Blanco. That's where I got the topic from. What makes you turn your head? We're going to talk about it. You know what I mean? Philly Shine. We're going to get into some Petey Crack more towels. M towels. Petey, more towels. You got me, Reno?
Yeah, I got you, Petey. Petey, not ready.
Hey, yo, it's been a long time, baby. I know they wondering if I still got it. What you think I still got it? Now let's boogie. You're not ready. My bottle froze up like I got in my freezer. Life's like a movie, bright like a Fuji. Don't in the jacuzzi, why don't amuse me? Don't nothing amaze me, ho, jump in the shady. Blow us all crazy, squeeze and be crazy. Pocket full of mugger, chain full of ice. Closet full of druggies, safe full of white. Petey and the players, kiwi green gators. Later it be another flavor, cause it ain't nothing but paper. I'm gon' spin it, Lamborghini I'm with it. And I ain't gon' tin it, I ain't gon' rim it. I'm just gon' push it, blow a whooper. Pull up to the club, let the bros in, butch it up. You know the M.O., Ali Bebo Limo. Stretch range Rizzo's, like five in a Rizzo. Big cloud of chronic, Patron Lime and Tonic. Philly most wanted like my name Bubonic. And you're not ready, no you're not ready. No you're not ready, no you're not ready. You're not ready. Got the world in my palm, early off dime. Twirling up the bomb, college grand on my arm. I'm from the north side, horse ride by. Catch a girl eye, head full of horse hide. My girl Mo fly, Mo L.A.D.R. fitting her so right. No, yeah, you won't get it, she won't stop. She won't cheat, I own heat, I'm gon' squeeze. You gon' bleed, roll up on me, you won't leave. You won't live, Patron sis, Lamont twist. Stallone wrist, Rocky Balboa, Stone Bliss. Glimmering gleam.
game. Trimmer and bling, remember the name. Trizzy, I just remember your team. Yeah, and get banged. Brain, thanks, sinners, sustained. Resented for fame. But now I'm just sending to injure your frame. Ring is gonna rain. John Wayne, couldn't stand the rain. Everything when the flames have changed. You know, you're not ready. No, you're not ready. No, you're not ready. No, you're not ready. You're not ready. No, you're not ready. No, you're not ready. No, you're not ready. You're not ready. No, you're not ready. No, you're not ready. No, you're not ready. You're not ready. No, you're not ready. No, you're not ready. Uh-uh, you're not ready. Woo! I'm back. Don't get mad. Get glad. Philadelphia's finest. Pete Crack. 2010. A mile gone. Hey, and let me thank all the fans for still riding with a player. I will not let you down. Trust me. Ring, ring, ring.
More towel. Shout out to my DJ, hold me down. We're going to play more towels a little later. Shout out to Petey Crack. Coming to Philly Shine School. I heard the man's been busy. He's already showed off for Philly. Got a lot of hits. So I'm looking forward to having a man on the show. Also, my boy, Fresh Boy Cino. Shout out to Great Dane. Gillionaire Entertainment, Ivy League Entertainment, definitely big up. I don't even know where you parked at. I'm on walking, but I'm about to take my ass home and relax a little bit. I'm not drunk. I just lost my voice, but we're going to try to get it back. On the line, we are talking about emotional reactions and stage play. It's coming so soon. Oh, man, I'm excited. And I'm definitely going to get my Chanel straight jacket on so I don't go crazy on these guys. Like, you know what I mean? Latch my ankles together and shit so I don't rip a nigga up and just jump on their face.
Uh-uh.
I want to see this face in person.
Grab a nigga up and jump on his face.
Yo, no, like... When I was younger, I was in gymnastic and shit. I know how to do the monkey roll and all them flips and shit. You're lucky I can't do splits no more. I can't split.
But you forget. That ass done got, like, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That ass is well matured now. Like, a little different from that time.
I wonder if that's why I can't do a split no more, because my butt got bigger. I don't know. Big girls, girls with big butts be splitting. I don't know. Maybe I just need to practice on the rock.
Practice.
I'm going to be good, Rock. When I meet y'all May 22nd, I'm going to be in VIP sipping on them bottles. Emotional reaction, the stage play is going down. I'm going to have like 5 dates. Like, remember Foxy Brown in that video or whatever for Who You With? She walked in with like 5 niggas with no shirt on and suits and shit. That's what I'm going to be on.
Hey,
yeah.
Do what you do.
Maybe I could get niggas to carry me in. Yeah, I'm about to go hunting.
Do that. Get a big ass fan.
Yes, I need somebody to feed me grapes too, cause I need to be occupied.
You want to be pampered?
Have a straight jacket. I want to be pampered too. Yeah, I'm gonna be pampered. We all gonna be in VIP. Seema gonna be with me too. We both won't get them. Me and Seema gonna come in with like 10-20 niggas.
No.
Carrying this.
I can't come in with that many. I want to leave. I got to leave with it.
Oh, don't worry. You can go there with them and just leave with one.
Volunteer.
Volunteer.
Oh, man. Key West is excited about the play. We were talking about it earlier today. Like, it's going down. We're going to be in VIP. It's going to be crazy. Get your tickets. Yeah. Get your tickets, emotional reaction.
I'm excited about the play. Bring my people.
I'm going to put it to you like this. We definitely going to match and double your excitement by what you get back. Trust me.
That's what I'm
crazy.
Talking about. That'll
y'all
be well appreciated.
See,
the way I'm going to up it with my language, you got to match that for me.
It ain't
going to
be no lame play. It ain't nothing
that's
lame about this play here.
Well, that's what's up, and I believe you.
Y'all gotta check
let's
out Ronnie
word
Graham.
Out there. Let's show this love we got.
Tiffany Horton.
Oh, yeah, these Philly ladies ain't easy to impress.
Hell no, right? Like,
I know.
How do you feel about the lead role, Makai? How do you feel about, I mean, Malachi?
Well, you know, Malachi's my homie. We've been homies since we was in, like, middle school. So, you know.
So that's your role, dog. So you
that's my role.
You got bad influence. Are you the bad influence for Malachi, or he's the bad influence for you? Y'all just bad together.
Listen, man, I just do me. If he happened to follow my lead, then that's on him.
I mean, he get an emotional reaction. We're going to check up on some more music. I'm going to find out who's calling in, joining the show for tonight. We on the line live. I got Seema, Self Expressions, Anthony Horton. You know what I mean? Of course, most important, Bug Bandit TV Magazine, YolaSite.com. Get up on your page. Get up on your promotion. It's going down. Go on my Facebook page, HONEST, period, PHIRE. Go to my notes. This Wednesday, get a job. Black people
get a job.
$10 training, then $14 an hour plus benefits.
If it was $6 training, y'all need to go there because half y'all need all that money.
Get a job.
Do something productive.
Get a job so you can buy yourself some studio time.
Tickets to emotional reactions.
And
get up with some expressions, definitely. So you won't need a job in a little bit. People start working for you.
Tell them one more time for the people in the cheap seats. tell the people in the cheap seats what you just sound sad, Seema.
I said, get up with self-expression. So in a little bit, you won't need a job. It's the masses that count.
Yeah,
you can't do shit without us.
You don't have people working for you. Like, you know, we raising bosses. And seriously, MAS, I know you can vouch for this. I don't expect nothing less from anybody in my presence than to be on some bullshit. I don't want no PIs, no pussy footers, no finger twiddlers, fucking, what they call them, brown noses. I ain't got time for that shit.
Jump on your dick, don't know what you're doing.
We ain't got no time for that. I only accept bosses, so.
But it's only a matter of time because people are just misguided. You know what I mean? They have a small window of experience, and once that window is brought in, then they'll find their passion. They'll get in line. So
I got Windex. We got Windex and baby
wipes.
Yeah,
brighten it up for them. Open the window. Let them go through it.
And then I'll trip the bitches through it who violate me. I'm sorry. I won't be. I have an alibi, so I don't give a fuck. Like, whatever. Get back to some music. This is my favorite fucking track. You see me, motherfucker. We're going to check up on who's calling in. Find out what's good with the Bus Bandit, Reno, because he's been busy. He's been editing videos. He's been promoting people. Industry Rises Volume 2 is the mixtape of the month.
Yes, sir. Get that.
TV Magazine, YolaSite.com. So get on there and download the track. This is my boys, G Stacks, Dollar General. You see me, motherfucker?
Wipe out who the shit. the nigga dollar. That's all them hoes hollering. My money super thick, your money model thin. She don't suck it right, but she take a lot of dick. If a coupe still a little loose, you know what it is.
I'm persistent, and I went up and down, cause we always get bent. Yeah. You see me, motherfucker, let me look at our wrist, the diamonds always shining, cause we keep them on lit.
Yeah. You see me, more money, motherfucker, I'm rich. Ain't a dead nigga ballin' like this.
Hey, you see me, motherfucker,
more money, more crime, more clips.
Baby.
Wanna hit nigga, he don't need.
I'm happy where you go. You wanna be me, but you can't be me now. I'm eating Wheaties, Wheaties, and I'm about to grow. And if I'm sitting now, then I'm about to blow. I'm like a fine bitch, I'm in my prime, bitch. I only want a pretty girl and she a fine chick. 1970, so I'm okay, that's my fit. Niggas can't fuck with me, I move, roll, fly shit. Two show ostrich, Louis shoe, stop it. Broke house somewhere in the tropics. Green rock, rather in the cockpit. Back to the project, go find a boat. Get it? I ain't gotta tell you what the contract. We doing numbers like a time match. Big head, Ben, big head, lens, big red. You looking through the smoke, you can spot me. You see me, motherfucker, red, I'm resistant. And I went up and down, cause we always get bent.
Yeah.
You see me, motherfucker, take a look at our wrist, across the diamonds, always shining, cause we keep them on lit.
Yeah.
You see me, more money, motherfucker, I'm rich. Ain't a dead nigga ballin' like this.
Hey.
You see me, motherfucker, more money, more crimes, more clips. Wanna hate, nigga, hate on
yeah.
me.
That was G-Set and Dollar General. And give me a second, y'all. I had to stop in the bar and grab another drink. The drink's on 54th and Woodland Avenue or Husky. Y'all can't miss it. You know what I mean? Excuse me, sweetie. Excuse me. I'm a little bit, I'm a baby alcoholic. I'll admit it.
Wow.
That's like the first step, they said. You admit it, and but then when you don't do shit about it, you like the problem. I like my problem. I can support it. And I never let that shit get in the way, you know what I'm saying? I don't let my problem get in the way. I thought I was going to have enough time to grab a drink, come back outside. Shout out to Lights Out Entertainment. Fights out. Got a quick drink. Yo, that drink was husky. She just kept pouring the Patron. She like, heavy hand. I like, I gave her a couple dollars tips. Like,
we got a hand raise, B.
We going to check up on this caller. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shout. Who's our first caller, Reno?
484-340.
484-340. Welcome to Philly Shout. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello?
Welcome to the show. Thank you for listening. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Jasmine Lashay.
Oh, what's good? Welcome to Philly Shine. How you doing?
Wow.
Hello? Am I, like, really talking to y'all?
You're really on the air.
Yeah.
You are with Honest Fire, my co-host, Amanda Reno, Seema.
You already know.
And then
hi, y'all.
I just
tuned in to be newsy. I just wanted to see what it's about, but so far I've been cracking up.
We had fun, and then definitely shout out to you. You're doing your model thing. I welcome everybody on Philly Shot to show off. So you want to tell everybody a little bit about yourself, or you just want to save it? Let us know.
Yeah, I'm just going to save it. I'm chilling right now.
Oh, come on.
I'm in bed. I'm just, you know, got to support my own.
That's what's up. I appreciate the support. We need people calling in. We have a good time. You know what? As a matter of fact, since we got people listening in, she just want to listen. I don't force a woman to do shit. So if y'all never heard the show before, if a woman says the fuck no, sorry. I don't even give a fuck. She be like, I don't know. We just be like, all right, cool. When you're ready, you come through. Fuck that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to start the revolution where men stop acting like dickheads and they start being leaders. clap.
I gotta get down there.
Men thinking that it's cool to just have like 20 girlfriends and talk to them and blah,
oh,
blah,
yeah,
blah.
No.
It's the women. It's the women. Because we know you got 20 damn girlfriends, but we want to be dumb.
Exactly.
You think you're sitting
on
the next bit.
No.
I agree. Everybody, because every female thinks that they can change a man.
Listen, if some women that are retarded, I don't think I even know that many of them, and I really
honest,
that shit is crazy. Yes, Seema.
You're not being
Why
honest.
Why in the world do you think they could say, oh, that's you a pretty bitch? Like, you a pretty bitch, and women accept that. It's all a woman will accept. That's all a motherfucker will do.
Listen.
I wish a nigga would.
Listen,
I don't know about
please,
that.
We got
power.
We got all the power.
Or some real shit we do. And I wish a motherfucker would say that shit to me.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I really feel like it takes a time where they try to play on the vulnerability of a woman. For real. And I think that shit is played the fuck out.
It
like,
needs to be played out, but they get to too many girls who don't tell them it's played the fuck out because they
No. The women got it, because I got the women. I'm going to show the women, like, y'all don't need a nigga for shit.
But that's who we need to work on is these women.
No. But the guys are the leaders. You know what I'm saying?
No, baby. The guys will follow us.
No.
You're supposed to be like that, sweetie. Take me out.
No.
Jasmine Lachey is the renegade.
As far as the revolution, I feel like women have already stepped
up. I'm the renegade.
Riley, that's a lie.
No, I know bitches. I know a lot of bitches. Now, I'm calling bitches because I don't want to say everybody's name. Y'all know I fuck with y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's all love. But I know women who have stepped up, and they're like, oh, no, I'm not taking your shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, those women are going to start a chain reaction. Like you said, that web is going to keep going out. 68. That web is going to keep spreading out. You know what I'm saying? It's going to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I got something to say as a man. I think that's bull. For the simple fact that a woman control everything. She just don't know it.
I feel that a woman does. Listen.
Let me finish.
Even, I'm talking about for the ones. No, because I didn't even get the real shit. I feel like that it's a man's job as, oh, soul. You say he's creative first. You know what I mean? Also, wait a minute. I'm not even giving him no real power because I feel like we're all equal. But as far as, like, for shit to really change, those guys need to stop letting the woman play themselves because 9 times out of 10, you don't really respect her. Anthony, like, let's be serious. Wait a minute. Hold on. Anthony, let's be serious. Like, if you have ever, and I don't need you to, even if it's something you've done, like, yesterday or 10, 20 years ago. I'm not worried about the time frame or whatever. But have you had a girl who she said yes to whatever small, easy thing that you asked her to do, and like, yeah, you accepted it, and then after you accepted it, you didn't respect her later?
I've been around somebody like that. I've been around somebody like that, but I couldn't deal with it for long. I didn't take advantage of it, but I saw that.
No, I like the sucker.
But then, like, a guy, because I'm going to say, like, for me, like, I even had this shit happen to me. Like, I had this guy, whatever, however long, it was, like, under a month, and you know what I mean? We slept together. He was my only. Like, he even proposed to me. Like, it was, like, real decent. But he never got over the fact that we slept together, like, real fast or whatever. He never got over that shit. It was like, he just never trusted me. And he still, like, didn't respect me. So I'm like, well, why did you even go there with me? Like, what the fuck? So that's another thing that made me feel like, all right, I'm going to mess with a guy. I'm going to make sure everything is set in stone because that already happened to me. And I feel like guys need to stop taking that advantage.
Well,
I'll be real.
As a man.
Let me say this.
They only going to do what you let them, though.
It still ends up with the woman. It doesn't matter. Men, if somebody going to give you the whole cake, you're going to eat that.
You're going to eat it.
It still lies with the women. If all of us put in line guidelines, they're going to follow it because they want to
be
okay.
No,
but
you ain't
going to
control no guy with no guidelines.
Oh, listen, I'm going to tell you that right now. Wait a minute. I'm not saying, all right, that happened to me. That was a learning experience. So since then, I've had guidelines. But I also think about it. Like, that guy proposed to me. You know what I mean? He gave me a ring. It could have been something I could have... I'd have been off the market years ago. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, damn. And then the only thing was he just didn't trust me only because he thought whatever bullshit he thought. You know what I'm saying? So if you already taking advantage and you know that you feel like you are, why even do it? And you know that at the end of the day, you're messing with a person who you don't trust or you don't respect or whatever. Like, you're wasting your fucking time. That's what I'm saying. Like, everybody needs to stop wasting their time. I don't do it no more. You know what I mean? As a man,
like, we insecure by nature. You know what I'm saying? So that's something that we got to deal with. If a woman can respect
Wait a minute. A bird maker admitted something like that?
I'm an actor, but I'm a real man. I'm a real man. I'm going to admit my faults. But like I said, I always tell her, if a woman respects herself, no matter what the timeline or whatever happens, if she respects herself, you'll get respect.
I'm still stuck on
man.
That.
Truth.
You know
that's
you will get that respect
truth.
Back.
And that's all he'll get to you is that respect.
I don't even think it's all that. I think it's a numbers thing, yo. See, look, this is what I'm talking about. Women, y'all get offered penis every day. In the morning, the guy help you with your bags. He want to give you some penis.
God.
You go there. The guy say hello. He want to give you some penis. Okay, let me help you with this. Can I help you? He want to give you penis. If a girl say, I want to give you some vagina, you know what I'm saying? He's like, damn, is it my birthday?
That's also a true statement.
Well,
y'all do
that's
all the time.
Why,
y'all
that's
the
why we
it's
have
so easy
rules.
For y'all to turn it down because y'all can get it anytime
y'all
want.
Let me tell you my situation. The dude that I was dealing with or whatever, like, supportive. I don't know if you remember him, Seema. Always at my house. He would buy stuff for my mom. He would buy stuff for me. Like, you know what I mean? He just looked. I already had a child or whatever. I had a child. You know what I'm saying? He was looking out for me. So, of course, I felt safe with him. I'm like, oh, all right. We went shopping. I'm like, all right, this is my boo. But it was, like, fast. Like, everything happened, like, under a month. Like, we doing all this day and the third. So, of course,
yeah.
I'm so comfortable. I'm like, all right, cool. But then, I swear, we was only together for, like, 8 months. That was, like, one of my shortest relationships I've ever had. Six, 8 months. And I'm like, wow, how can you... It was like every day he's like, why are you looking at him? I'm like, the fuck? Who?
I want to go back to what he said about men being insecure by nature. And I feel like that's completely accurate because any guy that I mess with, no matter if you show them that like they give me utmost respect. Then they start off, that is true. They start off with all this security. Then they start, like, after they see how fly you are, they don't want you to go anywhere. They start overthinking it. And then, God forbid, that's why women
not
can handle
all men.
Yes, they
I can't,
are. They,
I mean,
I
can't
care.
Even, I can't even, I can't even say that because even in my longest relationship I've had, shout out to the boy that was 6'8", he had the utmost confidence. Like, I couldn't. It was like confidence just like spewed out of them.
Sometimes that confidence is a facade. I'm sorry.
It can't be. That confidence should be.
What you say about it?
I said sometimes their confidence can be a facade. Like, that's their way of not, you know what I mean, letting how they really feel show. That's just like a nigga that act like he don't care. But on the inside, I bet you if your ass do something dumb, he going to be tripping about it.
Like, I think it's a way that a guy can have a balance, and I really find that insecurity is unnatural, and it's like a mental disorder. I'm going to be honest.
It is. It is. It is.
Insecurity is a mental disorder because that's the real shit. If somebody is doing and saying and you can see everything is good, why are you going to worry about what you can't see or what you're imagining and you think is happening?
And then you're going to ruin everything that you care about off of something you do not see. And women do that, too, because we can say, like, oh, my man is out there. He's doing good. You don't know what he's doing. But why think you have a 50-50 choice to think negatively about the situation or positively? We can go and say, oh, he's fucking somebody else. But you don't know. So why not ease your mind and just say that he's not? You know what I mean? So you really find out some hard evidence.
Yeah, basically. I mean, like, why waste your time? Like, of course, I think that it is a certain thing. Like, a person, a man and a woman can have intuition. Like, if a person coming home late at night or if they're, you know, for the guy.
Not doing something that they usually do.
Exactly. I'm going to tell you a secret. If the guy his lower back is real tight, you know he's been fucking. Like, that lower back is that muscle.
Can I give a secret, too?
Wait, one more time. Wait,
what? If a guy don't call you for 2 weeks straight, it's over.
Oh, yeah, we already know that.
That's a wrap.
Yeah. If a guy don't call you for 3 days,
yeah.
It's over. 2 days.
I got played that way.
You ain't that busy in the world. But, when I said that lower back thing, didn't you, Anthony?
That was good.
Hold on, I'm going to need you to repeat that.
Listen, ladies, if that guy's lower back is tight and that's the only like muscle that's like tight as shit, y'all have been digging and using that stroke, like, you know what I mean? Like,
Guys, you know what I mean, distinguish on whether a woman is cheating or not.
They can't.
Because we got all kind of tricks. Look, tighten it up, girlfriend. For the nerd.
You know what? Sometimes them nerds, you think they be in the corner and talented to be the one.
You're gonna go for that nerd go in his basement, he gonna have a shrine in your ass. You gonna be like, oh.
No, that is not true. I got my experiences with nerds, and of all the different types of men that I've dated, they're my favorite.
Damn, how many men you dated?
Shut up.
No, not like that. I mean, different personality types. Like, I can't do rappers. I can't really do industry dudes at all. Like, their heads too big for me. Like, they not as humble as normal people.
Hey, hey, we ain't all thrown out like that.
Thank you, sir. Because it's two on the phone right now. It's probably better than every boyfriend you ever had in your life.
But you know what?
You know what? Shut up, Reno.
You know what? I'm a close.
I know there wasn't nobody but you. No, I like more substance. You know what I mean? Type of guys that like.
So you
don't
like the guys that's able to pick you up and toss you around and hang you from the ceiling fan.
How can
like that?
Why can't a
nerd
guy do that? Like, really, really.
A nerd guy not going to be able to, he going to be worried about the tape and his glasses coming off, you know what I'm saying?
No, not nerdy like that. I mean, like, Pharrell type nerdy. Not nerdy like.
You trying to get off the computer playing chess, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't need to mess with that. You want a guy, you want a guy that's business. When he come home from looking at other girls and he ain't touching nothing, you know he ready for you because he ain't touching nothing all day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going to be a problem.
It's going to be a problem.
You know what? You know what? I like this clean scholar myself. You know what I mean? I was saying.
Yeah. Oh, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. But I would say, like, lately, and
yes.
Since I think it was you, Seema. I remember I was messing with the wackest dude. He had to have been the wackest dude. I'm gonna be honest and say he wasn't even that attractive. Like, my sister was like, what the fuck? Can you give a like a basketball player looking nigga or something? Remember that Seema? He was like, Seema Shay was like, yo, you drawling, like, don't be bringing that nigga around the family. But
oh man, I done dealt with them types too. The ones you just want to keep on the low.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Like, you like, yo, he is good to me, but after a while, you like, hold. Back up now. What if you just a condom break? Like, we ain't going to have all that going down. But definitely, we having fun tonight. Emotionalreactions.net is the stage play. It's crazy. I'm trying to play a little music. Play a little bit of me. We will play that Honest Fire. Yeah. I don't care what no woman says. I killed this beat. Fuck out of here.
I know that's right.
What they do it, what they do it, what they do in the building. You know it. What's good with these girls? It's about entertainment. Swing on, get them out of the way. Not a bitch, not a nigga, nobody. I'm repping X Squad, Thundercat, Southwest, Philly. More things to come.
Let's go.
Hit the cheating niggas up. On my way to pop up. Knock, knock, what's up? I smash the window to your truck. Then I'ma shop again. Spending money, season check. But too many times, so rain. I went up to Hay Spring Fling. Party is spinning with these AC winning. Bent, and it only took me about a minute. If I got a man, there's nothing left to mention. Cause I'm ballin' on the field. Catching what I'm pitching, yep, 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 yep.
This what we doing, what we doing, making music, yeah. This what we doing, making music, good music, yeah.
Silly bitches, can't get with this, can't get with this, yeah. Silly bitches, can't get with this. Soon to be impeached. These bitches so local, they always in my reach. Trickin' for a dollar and I earn them in my sleep. What I'm making today, she ain't seen in weeks. Big money is all I'm trying to keep. Poppin' house on my own island, don't bring fans to a beach. I know I seem untamable, but this is how I eat. I get paid to put on shows, you don't get paid to be a freak.
Bitch. We talking shit tonight, having fun.
You're so fuck out of here. Wow, that was killing me.
I'm glad you
were honest.
We try to show some love, you know what I'm saying?
We ain't trying to, we showing love. Fuck out of here, we don't try shit.
We showing love, like, self-expression is a movement. You know what I mean?
It's a movement.
We create bosses. I love it. Like, a lot of people even vouch for it. Like, I really don't accept no bullshit around me. Like, I try to surround myself with some banging things. Of course, speaking of banging things, shout out to emotionalreactions.net. The stage play. Go get your tickets, y'all.
Emotional reactions.
Come out. Come out. Enjoy yourself. It's going to be one hell of a night.
They got it.
They're going to be out there.
They just renovated the building. I know, Raina was telling us. Jay Raina
was
telling us. They definitely did a damn thing.
Beautiful. Not a bad seat in the house.
Oh, man. Shout out to my Big Talk. DJ Big Talk. Don't be looking at me like that in pictures. And now I'm looking at Sosa like that in pictures.
No, right?
Who sent these pictures? Like, these pictures is funny.
I took them, Jones. You already know.
He's snapping these pictures all late. Shout out to that dress. My girl Tiffany gave me that joy. Yeah, I'll be honest. That picture was killing it. Oh, I'm about to default this picture. DJ Wig, we had a good time. Shout out to DJ Wig from Miami. Hopefully we could get him to chill, and maybe he could be one of my dates. DJ Wig?
Yeah, we definitely.
DJ Wig is date quality. So are you, Rena. You date quality, too. We gonna rack him up.
Date quality, that's an understatement.
Oh, damn.
Hello, brother.
All right.
You know what I mean?
We do more than dates. You know what I mean? These guys are going to be used more for dates, but not by me. We just need them for May 22nd, emotional reaction to stage play. We need like 20 niggas to take us into the fucking party.
Don't need y'all.
We're going to use y'all. All right, we're going to use y'all.
I know a couple people that don't mind being
used. And having orientations on y'all motherfucking asses. That's how you do it. It's an application process.
You
won't
go to emotional reactions dateless.
Crazy. Motherfuckers gonna be running like, please.
It's not that far away.
It don't have to be that far away.
Get your date tonight.
I'm that far away.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Who's gonna be our date tonight? We ain't got no time for dating tonight.
Yeah,
we all want Felicia. We want to have some goddamn fun. Huh?
Find somebody. Bring everybody. Nobody needs to miss this show, seriously.
Okay, yeah, nobody.
Is it only one day?
One night only. You only got The Rock for one night.
Ooh. The Rock
what gonna
get
do
in there. Watch when I break out.
Rock's talking all hard and shit.
I know, I'm gonna do just like Mel Gibson did and leave the weapon and break out of the fucking straight.
Right,
you're
gonna have me come up in there with a damn dress on acting like quiet and shit. Don't
be on your game. I'm on your game, because, you know, you got to be on your game to be ready for
I'm
Rock.
Always on my game. That's something easy.
Are you okay? Can you tell everybody your Facebook so we can be able to check out your Facebook?
Yes.
Can
we
check this face out?
Anthony Horton
on the
Facebook.
Book.
On the book. Anthony Horton. Check me out.
Anthony.
And check me out on emotionalreactions.net, Emotional Reactions to Stage Play fan page on Facebook.
Where are you from, Anthony? I'm sorry.
I'm from South Philly.
Oh, that's what's up.
Hopefully born
away. Oh, yeah, that's why he pleaded the fifth. I'm on his Facebook page. About to tie the knot. Okay, we ain't trying to get you in no trouble. Definitely
okay.
Appreciate you on the show. We ain't trying to get nobody in no trouble. Philly Shine is all fucking love. Like, all I do is show love. We doing big things, having fun. I'm in the crib, got my drink, got my two-step. You know what I mean? We having fun. I want to show some love to my boy. He definitely was tuned into the show. Drag On was on Philly Shine, showing us how it is to be independent. And I'm really vibing with this song. You know what I mean? Because I'm getting money, nigga. It's funny. Check it out, y'all. Featuring Swiss Beats in the scene. Oh, man. How's that going? It didn't work for me. Can you do it, Reno? Oh, man, drag on Swiss Beats. Oh, no, there it go.
Looking at the drop top, nigga, we the fucking best. The rest, y'all niggas step it up, get your money right. motherfuckers catch it up.
Oh, man.
You better catch up, man.
I'm getting money.
Chopped the head off the coupe, left the consoles out. Threw the shoes on it so it's not barefoot. That new exhaust on it sound like a werewolf. Goons on the outside, foam on the inside. Suicide doors up and I'm pulling them drive. I'm gone now, that boot got it. Got niggas like, fuck is that blue by me? Dimes on the right side, ducks on the left side. Chauffeurs in the parking lot, tell that nigga let's ride. Shorty here, she act like I'm leaving out the backside. We did it on U-string, you can see drag lines. Banging from the outside, going in the inside. Damn, shorty ass fat, you gotta see it bend right. Too many haters in the street, I don't understand. Niggas trying to stop my paper, damn.
Oh, man.
Finally let the thread out. I'm sitting at my new bitch, I'm about to pull a breath out. I roll around with 2 6 cause I ain't trying to check out. I'm feeling like Khaled, right now, we the best out. I'm feeling like a pilot, yeah I took the jet route. I style without a stylist, I show you with my fresh bout. How you want it, Louis or Gucci, I make movies. And throw away money like it did something to me. I throw away bullets, you can't do nothing to me. I'm good in the hood, you only good in your hoodie. I pull up in that lamb, they looking like hot cookie. I'm looking at myself in the mirror like, why wouldn't you? You know it's HE, my vision is HD. The dude from the Bronx, it ain't hard to mistake me. Haters hate me, but nigga, this God plan. And now all these bitches catching vapors. Damn.
Oh, man. I'm getting money. It's plain that bitch niggas wanna take it from me. The money right now. I'm looking good.
I wish a snitch nigga wouldn't touch my money. I've been to swipe the shit out of him.
Oh, man.
Shout out to everybody listening in, tuning in to Philly Shine. We showing off tonight. Emotional Reactions, .net, Buck Bandit TV, magazine.yolasite.com.
Yes, sir.
I'm like no other because nobody goes so hard. Philly Shine, we go hard. We got a new caller on the line. And we also have another caller. You tuning in. If you want to say hello, you want to show off, join in with the topic. I'm going to get into the topic question. We only got like 30 minutes left in the show, but y'all know toward the end of the show is when we get like into the groove a little bit more. We have fun. Comfortable. But 267-335. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from? I'm your host, Honest Fire. Hello? 267-335. Hello?
Skirt.
Okay. It might be a she. How you know it's not a she?
I said they skirt.
Oh, they skirt.
No.
Oh, shout out to my Zazi Boo Boo Take Take. I love you.
Who?
My model Zazi. Oh, Take Take.
Oh,
call me down, damn it. My model, she's so beautiful and chocolate. It's my chocolate drop, not like y'all light bright.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
It's all relative. It's all
ain't that wrong with the light bright.
I know that's right. Shit.
That's right. We coming back.
Oh, my.
We
back.
Never leave. Like,
y'all ain't never
make
leave.
A comeback. They ain't never left.
Shout out to my little sister. That a cat, she definitely like a light skinned me. That shit is scary. Like, I like
that.
That's
funny.
That was funny.
Yeah, that nigga gonna call us twins at the last showcase. I'm like, oh yeah, now I can see y'all sisters. Oh, y'all ain't sisters. Oh yeah, y'all twins. Shut up, man. They could be lying.
There's somebody calling us twins. No, retarded.
You was like, you said we were like, oh, now we twins. He didn't believe we were sisters. Oh yeah, yeah, y'all twins.
Y'all twins. Yeah, niggas be so full of shit, but it's cool. Definitely, I was just now talking to her. I was just going to talk about it because I got so much love. She did miss Diamond Spotlight, but shit, I keep it moving. We got wide open arms for you, Zazie. Welcome back to Fully Shine, honey.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
We chilling. We got the talented Anthony Horton on the line for Emotional Reactions to Stage Play. Please say hi to my model, Zazie. Zazie, say
hello.
Hi.
Hello, how you
hello,
doing?
Hello.
That's definitely a way you greet them out. And, of course, my co-host, Mr. Buck Bandit Reno.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on?
Don't be fucking worried.
Yo, hold up. If the rock can get low, I can get low.
Oh, okay. I like the testosterone stuff. Oh,
go ahead.
Look at back
and forth. Yeah, yeah, what's
turn
going
me on.
Test you know who this is, Buck Bandit Reno. I had you hanging from a cellophane, baby. You already
all right,
know.
Bye. All right, it's my turn. Rock, show them how emotional reactions would do. Like, give us an emotional reaction. I want to react. Emotionally.
How X-rated do you want the Rock to get?
I wanna do that orgasmic scream I did earlier that made me lose my voice, and now I got
back
now.
Oh, well, you have to come to the show.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta see the Rock after we get off stage.
Come on now, you know I ain't even trying to be on no fight, man.
Ain't no fight.
No.
You know, just stand in line, that's all.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Shout out to Mooch, I hear you, Boo.
That is not even Mooch, girl, he is knocked out.
Oh, okay, I was about to say.
That was you crying to get him to try to hurry up and do the Rock thing.
Oh, that was you. It's on the
side. That's really a lot of that.
I'm a fuck Buck Bandit in these nut ass. Okay. So he think I'm whining. But I ain't messing with nobody in emotional reactions because if I had a man as fine as the actor on that stage, I'd have that man. Like, I ain't seen y'all, so I know somebody else got each and every one of those guys in them girls. If not, y'all fucking retarded. Like, I'm fucking out who's single.
It don't be retarded. It'll be on some shit like maybe they want to be whores or just enjoy their lives, you know?
Yeah, I want to
everybody
like, got to
be tied down. Like, so like a
But we got to the caller who pressed the one. And Jasmine, your line is still open, honey, whenever you want to speak. 215-207, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And then everybody else, if you want to tune in, just press the number one. We'll open your mic. 215-207. You just want to listen? Okay, fine. You can listen. We'll meet you. Jazzy, you still open. Yeah, you're still open, like, whenever you want to join back in with us.
Okay. I was just listening. I'm up here being fit.
You are?
What are we talking about tonight? What's the topic?
Well, actually, I didn't even get into the topic because we were having so much fun and it got heated. We was talking about men acting right and women not acting right, whatever. But my topic is, what would make you turn your head? And I'm going to ask you first, Zazie, since you brought it up. You bring it back. And then we're going to get into some music. But, Zazie, what would make you turn your head? You're like, damn.
Bobby and Reno.
Nobody answers for nobody. He's going to say his name.
Zazie is off the chain. Big up to you.
Zazie
is thinking about the question because, I don't know, Morris Chestnut.
I'm talking about something that's walking by, driving by, passing by, something like Morris Chestnut, he's on the screen. You're not going to turn your head. You can look. You want to lock in.
First of all, you ain't going to walk past him.
Shut up. All right. You never know. She's a fucking model. She can get anywhere.
Yeah.
You never know, okay? That more stress I see her.
Do I smell a hater?
No. Much love.
Okay. I'm hating a little bit.
I'm going to fuck him up with these goddamn sound effects. But no, what makes you turn your head?
I don't know. It ain't too many Philly niggas that make me turn my head.
You never turned your head once in your life? Never?
I mean, you know my dude's locked up, so. Wait, did y'all just boo me?
No,
somebody did.
It wasn't me. Stop.
Yo, you got a Southwest Philly representative on here. You got an Uptown representative over here. You cannot come on Philly Shine. Philly Shine.
I mean, well,
and say you don't like people from Philly.
No, she said that nobody from Philly has called.
She's lying. I know somebody turned your head. I know somebody turned your head.
You don't know that shit. You wasn't there. I don't really fuck with the Philly niggas. They all typical niggas.
It's okay. She can have how she feels.
Let me tell you what turned my head.
Seema, you tell me. What makes you turn your head? You like, hold the fuck.
I don't know. You just got to have that presence. Like, you just walk up and just be sure of yourself. Like,
that's Philly.
Damn, that breeze, like, that fresh air. Like, how you doing? Like, confident as hell, not cocky, not no covered up bullshit. Like, who's
good,
what's up, I got this. It's a big difference. Cocky is covered up, it's unnatural. You could tell it right off the bat that a nigga is pretending.
Condos, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
a Porsche,
like, what's up, shorty? Here with my car keys. You know how many niggas show me their car keys? Like, is this real fucking
so
life? And they, right, that's what I'm saying. And all, most niggas is like that in the hood. Like,
you
like,
know damn well.
Listen.
I'm not going to lie. Some real confident fly niggas come to me like, how you doing, sweetheart? You just know they the shit. You could smell them like, this nigga smell good, but I'm going to put on my
shit. Yeah, we
play
for that. Yeah, I got access to the sound effects, too. Don't boo. But no, on some real shit, like, I'ma tell y'all, like, I'm so sensitive. I need to actually be in the presence of a guy. But I really, 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 really like when a guy pays for stuff or just like I just like it. I love it. Like, I
you like it when the guy pays for stuff?
Yes, like, that will make me just instantly give him my attention. Like, I see him buying something, or a guy is just spending money or buying me something. Like, I just be like,
see, and that's one thing I don't give a fuck about.
Oh, man.
And it cracks me. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I got money.
I know.
But ain't nothing like spending yours, too. Like,
oh, man.
I will spend my money. All
but I can't stand the niggas that advertise that. Like, that's the first thing they advertise.
Yeah,
that's
like
what I'm going to do. And then they get mad when you using them for whatever you advertise for.
Yeah,
so niggas,
right.
You told me this is what you wanted to do.
All this money. I had this one guy. Never did nothing with him. Like, nothing. But he was just, like, so fucking flashy. It was ridiculous. He like, what? Jeans? You want jeans? Buy it. You want money? Here. Yeah, the cell phone bills here.
But you said
listen.
What the hell?
Listen, I swear, like, I
that's
used to be
terrible.
Like, give me some money. So then one day, like a year or something later, he's like, why are you always asking for money? What the fuck else? Like, you always give to me. Like, why not? Like, what am I going to do?
That's our relationship. Don't you remember?
I'm not even trying to push it. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm not saying I beg or whatever. I never beg for anything. But if I ask and you say yes, I'm like, all right, fuck it. I hate paying bills. I love
it. And that's
stop.
One thing about me. I won't ask you for no money. If you give it to me, I'll take it, but I'm not going to ask you for it. Like, I don't know.
Can I refer that back to something we was talking about earlier?
Right.
Go ahead.
That's exactly why guys be treating y'all like shit. Because they think that's going to happen every time they get themselves to a chick.
I'm not saying I'm taking advantage. You know what I'm saying?
If he's doing all that for you, he likes you.
Let me be a little more specific so y'all don't feel sorry for the dickhead.
Exactly.
If he had a woman at home and shit, like, I wasn't pressed about him, but he was just like, I don't know if he was trying to buy my attention or whatever.
Yeah, he definitely was.
Whatever, he was saying, well, who gives a fuck? Like, who cares? Like,
this is my whole thing.
Well,
but
well,
you really didn't like him, though, because if you did, if you really liked him, it wouldn't really be all about his money. Like,
it wasn't a,
you know,
I mean, I wasn't worried
so
about
you
it.
Ain't really,
saying,
you ain't really fuck with the boy like that. Like, he was trying to buy your attention, but that's what they say, that money can't buy love. Like,
see, yeah, like, it just pays for stuff. Like, I didn't care about it. But I'm just saying, like, that gets my attention. Like, I'm not a person who worries really, really about, like, a man's looks or his car or shit that he's not. I don't even have any type of hold on it, especially if you're not my man. And, like, 9 times out of 10 in my life, I've been in a relationship. So who gives a flying fuck about, you know what I mean, like, what the guy's doing? Like, I don't really care. But I'm just saying, like, for me, that's the only thing that gets my attention. I see a guy doing something nice for somebody. He's buying something. He's paying for somebody.
I don't think that's the only thing. I mean, a guy that make you laugh, too, is definitely going to get you more than any other guy.
That's
going
to make me turn my head. It's going to make me giggle.
Yeah, but if a guy make you laugh, that's touching you in a way no other guy is touching you.
Let me be a little specific with what I'm saying. Turn head. What interests you about a person? You know what I mean?
A guy going to say a fat ass. A girl going to say money.
I don't even think that matters because certain
women
don't give a fuck.
That's going to turn your head. You said what turn your head. If I see a big ass walk past, I'm turning my head. Whether I'm driving, walking, on a scooter, if I'm chauffeuring old people on the bus, I'm going to turn them around.
Let me ask Anthony. What makes you turn your head? What interests you about a woman? Like, interesting,
oh,
like.
Man. I mean,
like,
I love everything about a woman, but it's the beauty in her eyes. Like, there's
you
a certain
can't see
look.
Her eyes?
That no, when you first walk by a woman and you see the way she look at you,
yeah, that's
you'll
true.
Turn back around and look at the rest of her.
Yeah,
that's
you do.
But be honest. If she was sexy and she didn't look at you, you was going to turn around and look anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right. I was saying, that's going to turn the head. The legs.
See, that's what's up. I'm going to say that's all fine and good. That's probably why I don't really talk to guys while I'm walking down the street because it's really hard to get the eye contact together. We have, like, a real fat ass. It's like, it's nothing. I'm sorry, guys, like, who you see me walking down the street and I ignore you or I flip you the bird or I just, like, really.
Flip you the bird?
I mean, sometimes it gets like that. I really have to be like, get the fuck out my, I don't care. Like, niggas be like, oh, you beautiful.
Hey, yo, honest, you just made me think of a topic. What is a nice way to tell a nigga no? Like, I tried everything.
Oh,
girl. You really?
I don't give a fuck. I'm on the phone. And then 9 times out of 10, if I'm walking down the street, I got the phone by my ear. So definitely don't bother me because I'm on an important phone call. Like,
and
yes,
she might
I turn down.
Though,
you got to be nice to people. Because
I turn down.
People talk to me all the time. I be like, so do I. I'm like, no, I'm okay. I don't give my number to strangers. That's my favorite line. I don't give my number to strangers.
I'm gonna write that down. I'm gonna take that. What about you, Zazie? What would you say?
That was me, bro.
That was you, Zazie.
Yeah, that's what I said. I don't give my numbers to strangers, and I don't.
Yeah.
And
you know what?
It don't hurt nobody feeling that way. Like, keep it simple and keep it moving.
Yes, even if I keep it moving,
you know, in a nice way.
Well, I don't want to be a stranger.
Like,
we can't
even
give
a fuck.
Can a guy?
Hold on.
No, no.
I always find myself. Yeah, this is jazz. I always find myself having to get in a nigga's head to turn him down because now you try to turn a nigga down. It's like, well, fuck you then, bitch. You wasn't that cute anyway.
You know what I mean?
Or like, oh, you a nut John or some stuff like that. Like, for instance, a guy asked me out, and he a well-known promoter in Philly. All y'all know him. He been asking me out for a minute, and I'm like, you know what I mean? No, I'm good. Like, it's not that I'm trying to be ignorant to you or nothing like that. So he going to say, all right, then fuck you, then I'll just see you in traffic. Like, what? But you've been on my hair.
We got a man that'll tell me who that is.
We all want to know who that is.
We got to play this nut ass.
Yeah, like. I'll be having to find myself getting a nigga's head because a lot of people don't know, but Jasmine Lachey is a medical professional as well. So
yeah,
when it comes to education, I spit some shit that'll have a nigga like, huh?
I don't know, that's right.
Wait, hold up, what you just said?
Exactly. And then, like,
so I've been having
like,
to do that lately.
Really
I've been
I,
having
that's
to do
exactly
that.
What I try to do. Like, all right,
well, if y'all done with the shenanigans, right. Can the men tell y'all really how to do it?
Right. Yeah, right. go ahead.
Anthony,
you first.
Go ahead, Rob. I got something for you. There's some hard-headed dudes out there that ain't going to take no. There's some dudes out there that's going, like, all right, cool. I got something that'll squash all that. Learn about 15 words in a different language and act like you don't speak English.
I do that. I speak Italian and I speak Creole and Patois. So they be like, huh? I be like, look, I'm straight from Jamaica.
I
be like, I just came over here.
Yeah, don't
okay, but I'll make up a damn language. Shit. I'll make up a language sometime.
Hey, Anna, we got you new office.
Like,
bien poco de amada, bien
pequeto.
I think a woman like me, if I do that, they'd be like, I knew you was exotic.
They're gonna think you exotic and really try to come hard.
Some dude the other day really was like, "What do you mix with?" And I'm like, "What mix? I'm a black woman. Like, my family somewhere
you know,
white."
You know what I feel? What's a good way, y'all? Like, if you doing something, like I just straight up go right on my business. Like, I'm working on this. I'm just trying to make connections as far as da-da-da is concerned. Like, so you don't have any time. Like, I don't have any time.
You know
what? All right,
like,
cool. Can I give y'all
like
two
that
ways? Because all that is fraudulent. Can
go
I give y'all two ways? All right.
Give me. Number one.
This is the first way. This is the first way.
All right.
First,
everybody listen.
The guy comes at you, whatever. Just give him a number. It ain't got to be your number. Say you left your cell phone in the house.
I got a number for you.
Wait a minute. It's either two things with that part one. You either give him a number that's not yours and say you left your cell phone in the house. That's if you never see the person ever again. The other way to handle that is to give them the number and when they call, act like you don't know who the hell it is and hang up.
Are you fucking retarded? I'm on the phone. Like, I try not to.
Usually
but I look at niggas
wanna...
like, you done lost your fucking mind. Don't you see I'm on the phone, darling?
We'll put,
like,
okay. We'll put an earpiece in your ear and act like you listening to music or something. Keep walking. Guys don't want to get toned down by the girl with the headphones on.
The phone lines, the switchboard is crazy. Everybody on the line, like, if you want to say something on Philly Shy before we go, please press the number
one.
We're going to show off a little bit. I'm going to go back to 215-207. You still press the number one. You going to say hello? Welcome to Philly Shine. 215-207.
Hello?
Yes. Welcome to Philly
Shine.
Yeah.
Well, I'm calling from North Philly, Northeast.
What's your name, hun?
Shana.
Shana, welcome to the show. Are you an artist? Or you just calling just to check in?
Well, no, I actually found you on Facebook, and I just called to listen to see how y'all was or whatever.
Okay, this is well, the next show is Tuesday night. One of my guests is going to be Petey Crack. Please call back in, check in, and Gillionaire Cino, Fresh Boy Cino. We'll have some fun, more fun topics or whatever. I mean, you was listening in for a while. Can you, like, the topic for the night was what makes you turn your head. Can you give us, like, what would make you turn your head being a North Philly female, my Facebook friend? Shout out to you.
what makes me turn my head is, I don't know, like.
Nobody got that wild nothing to interest you, like, he say blue. You like, ooh, blue. I like blue.
Well, he looks.
I don't know. Looks.
I mean.
Materialistic looks, whatever. His will.
Money. I'm materialistic. Like, I said, everybody, like, oh, you pay for
some people
that.
Might, you might like a sharp cut. That might turn you on.
Oh,
yeah, they look.
Just the look. Well, we're going to get
black dickies and some butters.
Honest, you got this, hon.
Yeah,
she said,
Dickie, I like this. Yo, I'm 26. I don't know who's my age or whatever, but I remember like being young. This shit used to be just jeans and some Tims. Like, oh my god,
and a polo shirt,
and
a polo shirt, yeah,
yes,
and
a
polo
shirt. Yeah, yeah, you got me, Anthony. Just
I'm
jeans.
With you. Listen, that was
my favorite. Honest to everyone else on the line, I gotta check out.
Totally 2002.
Okay, yeah, no, that's like 99 or something, like.
Mm-hmm.
No,
yeah, that's like two, that's like 99 to 2001. Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Talking about for me.
Oh, for you?
Oh, you must have jumped on the guest scenes when Jabo came out.
Yeah, I remember Jabo. I remember, I used to call it Jabron.
Yeah,
you know, I think that's going to be my topic for Tuesday. What is, how would you dress the most flyest nigga? Like, what is fly to you? Like, for men, I want to know what's fly to the men. And, like, for women, like, what's fly to you? Because, like, a man that's fucking dressed, you be
yeah,
like,
crazy. Take it off. Like,
I'm a
sucker for a pencil skirt. You a sucker for what?
A pencil skirt.
A pencil
skirt. Right. Ooh, that is so sexy.
See, man, I'm
I
simple.
Love skirt.
I'm simple. You can have nothing on, and I'll be fine with that.
I'm with that, too. That's choice number two.
Shout out to everybody on the show. Like,
hey, yo,
we have fun. Yes, Seema.
Seema, I'm out of here. Gotta go. Sleep.
Yeah, the show is only a couple minutes left in the show. We about to play a little bit more music. I guess I didn't more tiles didn't make it on the show. I thought I had more tiles. But big ups, like I said, this Tuesday it's going down. Man, Petey Crack on the line. Shout out to the Prince, my boy, yep, Fresh Boy Cino, Gillionaire Entertainment. It's going down. We got real sexy on the show tonight. And I feel like ain't nothing open but legs in hospitals, you know. So we're going to shut the show down like that. EmotionalReactions.net is the stage playing. Again, my boy, G-Stack, Dollar the General. It's all called Throw Your Leg Up. Good night.
Jerk that, murk that, turn it us around. Work that, legs in the air. Picture perfect. Shorty, don't stop, keep going, I'm flirting. By the way, your booty maneuver, you put work in. And I'm nervous, yes indeed, but I'ma hit that, best believe. I'm certain, I'm so cool, I'm surfing. And when I get it in the bed, it's curtains. On purpose, tell her put a leg up. Daddy, it's hurting, baby, I'm swerving. I know you like it like that. Spin around to the front, let me hit it like that. Yeah, you can holler at a ball. Tell a DJ rewind it, I'ma just grind it.
Bring your leg up,
shorty, throw your leg up.
Bring your leg up,
shorty, throw your leg up.
Somebody else who did the song. Cause if we did it, they didn't. You know they did it wrong. And when we did it better, throw your leg up and sing along. I'm looking shorty, I'm seeing the way you drop that. Stop that, you make me wanna pop that. Get you on your knees, put your face on my ass. I'm asking shorty, forgive me, I need a mic check. Hold up, don't hold your breath, girl, breathe. You're the reason why I'm in this club, they can't leave. You're the reason why I lost the car to the keys. You're the keys to the car, you're a star, girl, please. Throw your leg up, show me what you're working with. Let your booty jiggle, show me what you're twerking with. Yeah, you can come and dance with a ball, tell a DJ rewind it. I'ma just grind it.
Throw your leg up, shorty, throw your leg up.
Throw your leg up,
shorty, throw your leg up.
Throw your leg up,
shorty. That was throw your leg up. We don't need to last the final verse of that track. Definitely wrapping up the show. We had so much fun tonight. I went and performed and had a good time, Mill Creek. Y'all know it's going down first Sunday and also May 29th. Get up on, we're going to still be in Philly Memorial Day weekend, getting it popping. And before that, next weekend, Emotional Reaction stage play. Get your tickets, VIP. Beautiful balcony, red carpet. I'm excited. And thank you so much, Anthony Horton, one of the stars of the play. He plays The Rock.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Definitely was a pleasure. Big ups to you and, like, all your success. Like, keep it going and more roles. Like, and then more emotional reactions. Like, I'm just excited, y'all. Check out the past shows. Philly Shine has been showing love to Emotional Reactions, and I need all you guys to be just as excited. And also, beyond that, and forever, check out Buck Bandit TV Magazine. YolaSite.com. Big up to you, partner.
Thank you, everybody who's tuning in. I did open up everybody, Mike, who was left over. We had 215-626.
On the line. Did you want to say hello before we close out, Philly Shine? No. What about 215-267-816? You want to say hello? You were still on the line?
Hey, what's up? How you doing, girl?
Hey, what's good? Who's that? Hello?
Yes, sorry, that girl. I just wanted to listen in today.
Okay. Well, definitely thank you for calling and listening in. This Tuesday is going down. Like I said, I'm at a Prince on PD Craig. He's having a party this Saturday night. Rush Nightclub. Come through. It's going to problem. PD, it's a problem. We're going to have some fun, showing much love. Thank you for everybody who tuned in. I'm just trying to just show everybody that we can collectively be have a good time showing off. Like, it's the unity. You know what I mean? We're working together. Big ups and tune in to Philly Shine this Tuesday. Thank you, everybody. And bye-bye, Mr. Anthony. Thank you.